here's the opposite example, where we take a one-dimensional object and align it with a two-dimensional object, and this has a different meaning, namely in the first case at the top, it's where we have a star in the second index of the template. It says that that A is going to be a replicated array, because it's going to have to this A is going to be the same A over all columns of the template. In the second example there, where I specify a specific index for the second index of template, that says A is only placed in part of a template. So that's a rather peculiar construct, because it says that some of the processors will not have A, and some of them will, because we're placing A only in a particular column of a template. So I would consider these examples, and maybe I'm wrong, as slightly artificial. They're an example of taking the language, seeing what it implies as a language, namely the language of doing aligning, but aligning was not sort of expected to be used in this complicated fashion. The compiler keeps it consistent. The compiler's ordered to keep it consistent. I mean, replication is replication is not normally done in this way. This is sort of a peculiar way of replicating. Normally, you would replicate by broadcasting, because we're assuming a MIMDI machine here. Well, let's assume a MIMDI machine. For a MIMDI machine, even when we often would have a vector A, which was, say, even distributed over a set of processors, not all of them, but there would normally be no assumption that vector A was the same vector A. It was not replicated. It would normally just be whatever it was. And so, in fact, normally in a typical sense of scalars are the easy example. If we have scalars in an HPF program, they typically do not have the same value in each processor. So I would see this as somewhat dubious, in my opinion, syntax. Not at all clear that this is worth implementing. I may be wrong. Somebody may have found this of great value, but it's not what was intended. Some of these original came from a memo I wrote several years ago, and I had not got that application in mind. Doesn't mean it isn't a good application, but it doesn't fit the spirit of what you normally do in data parallelism very obviously. So I believe that some of the problems with HPF as a language is it's actually a rather nicely defined and elegantly defined language, but I believe some of the complexity of the compiler is coping with possibilities that are not obviously of great value. Of unproven value. Things that are allowed syntactically but are not obviously important in practice. Typically, as far as I know, what you want to do is you do want to some of these you want to do I don't think either of these examples is terribly important. Maybe I'm wrong. You would normally just broadcast it. If you wanted to make certain each processor had the same value for something, you'd broadcast that value. But you do by some... By